Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp studio. Bob Getty and Kelly Stanner. Glad you're with us on a Thursday afternoon. We appreciate you tuning in each and every day. Opening segment, as always, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of Southern Miss and proud supporters of our program. And we're happy to say great friends of ours that do a great job catering any event for you, large or small. If you got something upcoming, we strongly urge you to get in touch with Dickey's Barbecue. All right, we're going to be talking Mardi Gras a little later in the show with Melissa Socher, but right now we want to get to the news of the day. We're happy to have interim head basketball coach Juan Cardona on the Eagle Hour, and Golden Eagles, of course, defeat Old Dominion last night, 78-73. Great game, Coach. I watched it. It was exciting, but, you know, hanging over the arena was the news of the week, of course. Before we get to the game, can you update our listeners on any late information you might have concerning the condition of Coach Ladner?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Bob and Kelly. Always a pleasure. As a matter of fact, he should be back at the house tonight. Later this afternoon, so I'm planning to go see him. Everything is going stable. Like he's in a stable position, condition, I should say. And we're planning to go see him tonight. So thank God everything is going well. And I can give you a little bit more updates as I talk to him tonight.
Well, good. And just thank God that he got to the hospital and we have the medical facilities here that we have. Coach, I saw it last night, and then I read about it today. You got a little emotional last night after the game in the press conference when you were asked about Jay Ladner. Tell us what last night was like for you and what Jay Ladner means to you, Coach Cardona.
No, I mean, yesterday was just a situation where, I mean, that's what family does, you know what I mean? When the head of the family has a situation, it's about you stepping up and doing your job as a staff and covering for him until he'll get back to being with us. And he's been a blessing, man. I mean, he's been if you want to call it an angel in my life, because I didn't have anything the time he called me. Yes, we knew of each other, but we never had the opportunity to work together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been a blessing in my life, and I value the relationship. And every day, I try to prove to him why he made the hire that he hired when he got me to Southern Miss.
And one more question before we get to the game. How did all of this news affect the kids on the team, Coach? And what was their reaction, and what continues to be their reaction to the news?
No, I mean, everybody was shocked. You know what I mean? I was ready to go to work. I get this call. So now we're trying to plan around the call, right? But then we spoke to Jeremy McClain, which I think, I mean, best. I don't think I know he's the best in the business. We handle the news as a group, and he addressed the team. We addressed the team, and even though they were hurt, they knew that he was in a stable position. So they and the staff, we all wanted to get that win for Coach Lattner and keep this team going forward. Good. So they were shocked, but at the same time, that's what family does. We stick together in hard times, and that's what we did yesterday.
Did Coach Lattner watch the game from the hospital last night, or did they have to keep him away from the TV?
Oh, no, no. You know he was watching and screaming and coaching. So, basketball is in our blood, man. And
right.
And when I went to see him the day of that I received the news, all we were talking was basketball. I'm like, Coach, we got you. Don't worry about it. We just need you to get some rest. So, you know, basketball coaches, we can't get away from the sports.
Right. All right, Coach, so last night a win over Old Dominion, an Old Dominion team that seems to be feast or famine. The Monarchs come out and lead at half, but what has been traditional now for your Eagle team, you have four guys in double-digit scoring. Second half was a little bit different for your team. What was different for the Eagles in the second half that allowed them to pull that one out last night?
Yeah, I think Old Dominion is way better than that the record shows, right?
Yeah.
Because they have that kid Jenkins, which is a handful, and can create a lot of matchup problems just because he's 6'5 and play the point guard position. But I think we were getting beat from many angles off the bounce. That's not normal for us. So we talked about it. We saw what we were doing wrong, and the guys were very receptive of getting the message and getting those things fixed.
So you don't have a lot of turnaround time to try to familiarize yourself with a team you really don't know a whole lot about. Of course, in fairness, the Broncos of Western Michigan, as part of this MAC Challenge, the MAC Sun Belt Challenge, they don't know a lot about you guys either. But now the Broncos come in here for a special 1 o'clock start on Saturday afternoon at Reed Green. So how do you prepare for somebody you know nothing about?
No, we've watched since yesterday. I mean, since last night, a lot of film on them, and they do create a lot of matchup problems just because their guards are like 6'4", 6'5", all across. But I feel good on where we're going, our environment within the team, and the energy that we're playing with. So it's a matter of getting 2 days of prep together, get them together, right? Getting those days to stack them up, and just come back and fight, man. We got to get 20 wins out of the season for 2 years in a row, and that's what we're gonna do. And especially on the mission that we're in, that we do want to get 20 wins, but we want to get this ones for Coach Lattner.
And Coach Cardona, I want to ask you kind of a simple question, and we won't go into great detail, but is it realistic that we will see Andre Curbelo any time the rest of this season?
We will.
Okay.
We will. He's fighting the flu right now. But I think it will be, to be realistic, it will be something more during next week, right? Because he's still, like, under the symptoms of the flu, and it hit him hard. I know I had him. I had to go to the hospital. So I think everybody in our team has had it, and I think it was his turn. But we want to welcome everybody. I know Victor Hart. We waited for him too. He's trying, but he's not there yet. And this is the message that we've been talking about. We still got 30 days. The only way to surpass what we got done last year, what we did last year, is to go to the NCAA tournament. And I think we all agree that we have the team to do it.
Coach, pointed out last night in the ESPN Plus broadcast the number of blocks this team has had this year, which is substantially more than you had last year. Also, they're rebounding really well. 43 rebounds last night, 50 against Arkansas State. The eighth time this year you've had 40-plus rebounds. Rebounding and blocking shots are very beneficial to the basketball team.
I think when you have a championship defense like we have, I think those two ingredients got to play a big part. You got to be able to rebound all across the board, right? But we have a defensive system that is called Victor Oladipo. Yesterday he got 5 blocks. He's been having games where he had 8 blocks, and that always helped, right? We got AC, which is very long for his position. Donovan Ivory. Then we got Tegra. You know what I mean? We got guys that can block your shot. And when you talk about defense, you talk about deflections. You talk about keeping the ball in front. You talk about disrupting shots. You talk about blocking shots. And I think we have all of those ingredients in our defensive system.
Right. Coach, if you got a couple of minutes, you can hang around. We've got a really short break. May have a couple more questions for you. Would that work?
Whatever you guys need.
All right. Coach Juan,
you know what it is.
Coach Juan Cardona is with us on the Eagle Hour, and we're really happy to have him. Hey, I want to remind you about the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis Sedans, and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles of the road, and you can find them at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Coming soon, the all-new Genesis showroom. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and we appreciate all they do. Still to come, more with Juan Cardona. Also going to be talking a little Mardi Gras parade with Melissa Socher as the Thursday edition of the Eagle Hour rolls along.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our program every day. Miss Kathleen down on Hardy Street, open 7 days a week. You can shop her online, campusbookmart.net. Better off, go see her. She's an angel, and she will fix you up with whatever you're looking for. We've got Juan Cardona on the Eagle Hour, no stranger to our show, but the different circumstances today. Coach, I got to ask you this before we wrap up about the game itself. Were you nervous last night? Did you have more butterflies than normal? I mean, I was watching the game. You had plenty of energy. There wasn't any. I'm thinking you probably had a couple of those coffees you like before the game. But were you nervous? You have any butterflies?
No, I got to tell you, I was a little anxious just to get it on. But like I said in the press conference, I had a great mentor, rest in peace, that prepared me for every scenario. And because I've been able to coach professionally, it helps a lot. So when you go back and coach young guys, it always gives you that sense that you've been here, you've done it, and you can help them in any which way they can. I mean, you can.
Yeah. I gotta ask you about. I've made no secret. I mean, I like all these guys a lot. They're great kids, very polite, very nice, very dedicated to the sport. But my favorite is Mo Arnold, and I just think Mo plays with 150% of his energy every time he's on the floor. And it looks like to me his shooting's a lot better this year, Coach.
No doubt. And I told him, you don't shoot it, you're coming out. I don't care how hard you play. Whenever you open, you shoot it. And he is okay, Coach. I mean, he's been more aggressive throughout the year. And because remember, like all these kids have dreams, and but they got to put numbers so we can get them a contract or a job after they finish here. So they miss. But in the meantime, they got to help us win. And that's if you want to talk about a winner, Mo Arnold is the perfect definition of a winner.
Coach Cardona, last night Austin Crowley put up 30 points. He'd been rocking and rolling, you know, in the 16 to 18 point range pretty consistently the last month or so. But what was it about last night's scheme or whatever Old Dominion threw at you guys that allowed AC to put up 30 points?
I told him that he had to be aggressive. The second he'll take possessions off, I'll put him out. I said, I need you to be you. I need you to be aggressive, and I need you to be in attack mode for you and the teammates. And And we knew they had a situation with their five man, which he will stay back in the paint, and we utilized that same space that they were giving our bigs to get AC and a lot of curls and a lot of fade screens to get him going. And he was awesome. He was aggressive since the first possession, and he stayed aggressive throughout the whole game.
Naftali Alvarez, of course, will be back next year. He's already said that he's coming back next year. Obviously out for this season, but how is his rehab going with the foot?
Very well. Very well. I mean, our medical staff with Todd, strength and conditioning, Tony, we have elite guys that know what they're doing, and the kids want to be around them. So Naftali is working with Todd already 2 times a week. He'll be back very, very soon.
All right, Coach, I think we're getting a little phone interference. It seems to have faded. One more question before we let you go. I can't bring you on the show without talking about Victor Uwako. My word, you guys found yourselves a stud, Coach.
Victor Uwako is a defensive system by himself. And he can defend guards. He can defend bigs. You name it, he can do it. And we've been blessed to have his talents here in Southern Miss. And we are better defensively because he is in our system and in our team. So very blessed to have him. And we're going to continue to move up because he wants to do it, but he wants to be great, as you can see, in the everyday approach that he gets in when he goes out there.
All right, Coach, we really appreciate you being on the show. We know you got a lot on your plate. The program's in good hands with you. We're all with you and you know, praying for Coach Ladner and hoping he returns soon. But, man, we couldn't have a better guy to take over the helm until Coach gets back than you, Coach. And best of luck to you and the guys. We love the basketball program, and we're behind you 1,000%.
I appreciate you guys, and thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right, my friend. All right, man, you know, Coach Cardona is under some pressure right now, Kelly, and carrying the emotions on your shoulder about what's happened, and then you still got to win basketball games.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, I've heard it said from coaches, and not to bring up another, you know, sad event, but I remember when Jeff Bauer had a tough family, you know, tragedy, and people thought, well, certainly he'll take some time off. And as I recall, you know, covering those days, he said, actually coaching under the circumstances was a godsend because it helped me take my mind off, you know, of some things like that. But Coach Cardona talked about, you know, coaching professionally. He's coached at the Olympic level. He's coached at about every level there is. So I think your point is well taken that Eagles are in good hands, and they better be because they've got a guy calling the shots now that's pretty tough.
Yeah, no question. Hey, meanwhile, the women, Georgia Southern, ladies were at Georgia Southern last night. They mounted a comeback in the third quarter, took the lead late in the quarter before the Lady Eagles were able to bounce back in the last 5 minutes and seal the game away, 62-54. But I watched the whole game. It was tough, and it was competitive. Dominique Davis, no surprise, leads all scorers with 25 points, a third, and made up a third of a trio of Lady Eagles to finish with double figures in scoring. Lonnie Cornfield, who may be the toughest kid on the planet, 13 points. Ja'Cor Bracey out of Drew, Mississippi, with 10 points. The Lady Eagles are on a bit of a roll right now, Kelly.
You know, if you take that one stretch, Bob, where they just couldn't seem to do anything right, they've been a streaky team. They started out the season red hot, hit that dry spell. Now they're red hot again, but they're playing well at the time that you need to, and that's down the stretch. And you say down the stretch, we're approaching the middle of February, and remember, Selection Sunday is the first week of March. Yep. So you really only have about 3 weeks left to go, but the Lady Eagles are playing best basketball at the right time.
All right, they're going to Buffalo, is that right? Buffalo, New York tomorrow. We're going to have Jason Baker is scheduled to come on the show tomorrow and give us an update from up in Buffalo. Man, they're doing some traveling, but good for the Lady Eagles. And let me tell you this, folks. If you don't ever watch them play much, you're going to find that there is a young lady, Miss Cornfield, the smallest player on the floor, sacrifices her body like nobody I have ever seen. I mean, she must get knocked down 10 times a game. And when I say knocked down, I mean knocked flat of her back on the wooden floors. And she pops right back up and she gets after it. So, man, you got some tough fighting kids on the Lady Eagle basket. There's a Joy Lee McNellis mentality, and that is you hit us in the mouth and we're going to hit you back twice.
Well, not only do they have to be tough playing Buffalo tomorrow, they're going to have to be tough to deal with that weather. Buffalo,
yeah, I guess that'll be bad.
Buffalo, New York, this time of year, the snow, the cold, everything else. Obviously, they're going to be playing indoors, but still, we hope that the weather won't impede them from getting around, which has been a tough travel season already.
Right. Meanwhile, in baseball, Southern Miss starting pitchers Nico Mazza and Billy Odom each earned selection on the 2024 Sun Belt Conference preseason team, and the Golden Eagles were picked second in the preseason poll. We'll see about that.
Yeah, you've got that smile on your face like the Cheshire
Coastal
cat.
Coastal Carolina, they're the sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
They got 12 of 14 first-place votes, and they're just everyone's little sweetheart. Followed by the Golden Eagles, picked to finish second. Then Troy, Louisiana, no surprise. Both of those are pretty tough teams. Louisiana, I'm giving an edge over Troy. And Texas State round out the top five. Old Dominion was picked to finish sixth, followed by Georgia Southern, South Alabama, Appalachian State, James Madison, Georgia State, Marshall, Louisiana Monroe, and Arkansas. I tell you what, Kelly Center, you can go Coastal Carolina, Southern Miss, Louisiana, Old Dominion, Georgia Southern, before you mention any of the other teams in the league. And, man, that is five quality baseball programs.
And
like
and you didn't even mention Troy in that discussion.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm, I'm telling you, man, it is loaded with good baseball.
But there was an unofficial team named yesterday. Billy Odom is the captain of the all-hair team.
He's got the lock.
Yeah, in the Sun Belt.
He's got the Samson lock.
The flow that they call it, Bob.
I have heard, and I don't have any confirmation of this, but I've heard that Oz's message to pitchers, if you want to have hair down on your shoulder, you damn sure be able to pitch.
90% strike rate, then we'll talk, yeah, right? You can exactly. Do whatever you want.
So congratulations to those guys. We're going to have Billy Odom on the show tomorrow afternoon. So we'll ask him about the all-conference selection and, of course, the beautiful hair. Right now, we're going to take a break, come back, more from the Eagle Eye.
Yeah, hair might not be that big a deal to the younger people, but to us, Bob, it's
pretty important.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank, again, Coach Juan Cardona for joining us. Melissa Socher will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. I want to take you back. I think Michael posted this on our Eagle Hour Facebook page, but a statement released by Coach Ladner's family earlier this morning. And I would encourage you, if you haven't seen it, to go to the Facebook page and read that. And, you know, again, we just really hope that the recovery's full and soon, and we see Coach back on the floor.
Yeah, soon, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
You know, and I know he's a competitor, and Coach Cardona talked about that, but, man, just take it easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Take care of yourself first, Coach, and the basketball program will be glad to wait on you. Hey, football season ticket renewals, guess what? You can get them. They've opened the door. Six home games include non-conference tilts against Southeastern Louisiana on September the 7th, South Florida on September 14th, home Sun Belt Conference matchups against Arkansas State, Marshall. This is a good schedule. Louisiana and South Alabama. Home dates, times, and days will be announced in early March. The home schedule includes two former Conference USA foes, South Florida, and Marshall, with the Bulls coming to Hattiesburg for the first time since 2003 and the Thundering Herd the first time since 2018. That's a pretty good home schedule, Kelly.
Yeah, it is. And look, and people can say what they want about replacing Ohio State with Kentucky.
My God.
Yeah, and Kentucky is in that league, air quotes. They're in that league, but I don't think they're in that league with Ohio State, right? So
you think?
Yes. So they could, you know, the Eagles could go. And look, it's no secret that this is a big year for Will Hall and his staff. I mean, they really got to show some progress this year. So spring training, the battle for the quarterback position is going to be real interesting. You know, you wouldn't expect that John White would come in as a true freshman and be able to battle those guys ahead of him, even though he was a record setter in high school. But this is the year the Eagles under Will Hall have got to show some progress, because bottom line is it is a business too, right, Bob?
There's no question. You know, going back to basketball for just a minute, Kel, this kind of reinforces it. You just never know what life's going to bring. I mean, you just don't know from day to day.
And Jay, the thing that's so stunning about Jay is there's a guy that works out, you know, a lot, you know, and not, you know, I hope not from my mouth to God's ears. I don't work out hardly at all, other than when I hear free beer. That's now I'll run. But other than that,
you should.
No, I know. I should. But you know, why does it happen to some people and not to others? You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Right.
Well, we just wish you well, Coach. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, you can hear it anytime you like. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. You can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Want to thank 4th Street Bar and Grill for sponsoring the show. They're all great, great friends of ours and a place we always enjoy going. And where would be a good place to grab a good lunch, Kelly?
Actually, it's interesting you mentioned 4th Street, because and while you still can get that lunch for $9.95 that includes your soft drink, and Booty is your MC for trivia every other Wednesday night. So if you're good at those types of games, but they've got Golden Tee, the golf, you know, the...
Now, Melissa Socher, I don't mean to interrupt you. She's coming in the building right now with the king cake. Keep your hands off of the king cake, Kelly. The king cake is not for you, Kelly. It is for Super Talk.
It says Mardi Gras king cake, but it might as well say Satan.
Look at her coming in here with all these treats.
Melissa, we... Mardi Gras popcorn.
Melissa, we ever told you how much we love you, Melissa?
From the country kettle.
Mardi Gras king cake praline patties.
And, of course, all the calories removed.
Yes, it's Thursday. No calories on Thursday. Yeah.
And I wish we were on TV, which they keep telling us we're going to be. But then I think they see pictures of Kelly and they back away. I don't know what the problem is. But Melissa's dressed up in a Mardi Gras shirt. Melissa, how are you, dear? Put those headphones on.
I am doing great. And my beautiful Mardi Gras
it
shirt
really is.
With sequin sleeves is available at Mississippi Made and More.
Which is located where, Melissa?
We are right behind O'Charley's beside FedEx.
Good, good.
And actually, that outfit, it reminds me a little bit of Cher. You know, if you ever saw Cher out in Vegas, or Diana Ross, you know, you got all the glitz and glamour that goes along with it. But all the Mardi Gras colors.
All the things. All things Mardi Gras.
All right, Melissa. Now, I'm going to Southern Bank Corps. They sponsor our studio here. I'm going there to get a front row view of the Mardi Gras parade Saturday afternoon. What am I going to see, Melissa?
We are overstocked on throws this year. I'm so excited. We've got beads. We've got moon pies. We've got praline patties. We've got stuffed animals. All things Mardi Gras. Anything that's not dangerous or offensive will be thrown from the floats this year.
Right. So, in other words, I will not be thrown.
Kelly's not allowed anywhere
about
near,
as offensive as
anywhere
it gets.
Near the Mardi Gras.
So I can't throw you off a float.
You would need a forklift, Melissa, to throw me off anywhere.
All right, Melissa, give us the skinny on it. Where does it start? When does it start? When do you need to be there?
This Saturday, February 10th at 4 p.m., the parade will roll. We want everyone to be aware that the city will start their road closures at 8 a.m. There is a map posted on the City of Hattiesburg page, their Facebook page, their website, as well as WDAM, so you can see times and road closures there. The lineup will start at noon, and it will start at Dairy Queen, and will be going down Sims Road this year with the lineup, because some new apartments, as y'all know, have popped up right there on Highway 49, around where Pepito's used to be on the frontage road. So we're diverting our lineup just a little bit down Sims Road instead of going straight down frontage towards Southern. But the parade, as it snakes out, we will roll in front of where Pepito's, just like usual. The parade official start is 4th Street. Even though you'll see us lined up along 7th, it does not start at 7th, it starts at 4th Street. So we're encouraging families to line up at 4th Street South on frontage in front of Southern. That's parallel with 49 South. We'll roll all the way to Hardy Street, take a right, proceed west on Hardy Street to 38th, which is where the Wells Fargo sits right there, and that is the parade end. There will be no throws on 38th, so it ends at 38th and Hardy.
Actually, it would be a good idea is to take in the Eagles men's game at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, it's been moved up. Yeah, that's right,
against Western Michigan.
Yes.
And then just go around
walk
the corner
over.
Yeah,
yes,
to the
walk over.
And to show you how old we are, Melissa, you're talking about,
you said we,
me and Bob.
Okay.
Not, yeah, not you. No, no. Not you, me and Bob. We remember you talking about the Pepito's location. I remember that as the old Conestoga steakhouse, right?
Yes, there was nothing like a
yes. So
a steak and a baked potato from Conestoga. No.
So some of the older people are going, Pepito's?
Hell, I'm old enough to remember the Stone Tug.
And the younger people go, Conestoga.
Right, exactly. So now everybody should know where we're talking about.
How many floats you expect?
We are right at 50.
Wow.
Which is a very good number. The number of floats have went down over the years, but the size of the floats have grown. Mm-hmm. So people are making their own, building their own floats and accommodating more folks, so you can get more like, you know, 30 to 60 people on a float now.
And the guys at Southern Bancorp told me that they had heard there was going to be a jazz band.
There is a jazz band coming in from New Orleans. We have the Southern Miss School of Music will have a float, and they'll be, the Dixie Darlings will be marching alongside their float. We have local street outlaw star from the Discovery Channel, Scott Taylor, right here in Petal, mm-hmm. Mississippi. He'll have his famous cars at John Doe. So he'll be there signing autographs and getting pictures. The kids love those racing cars. We're encouraging folks to come early, you know, walk along the lineup. It's so exciting, and that time goes by so fast. So come early, get a good parking spot, enjoy the shops and restaurants along the parade route. You've got Loblolly Bakery, Topher's, all of those wonderful restaurants and shops.
One of the things that has to keep you up at night, though, Melissa, is always watching that weather forecast. And it looks like, as time goes on, the weather forecast is improving.
Right.
Looks like most of any rain looks like Sunday now.
After we canceled a few years ago due to the local weather forecast, and it turned out to be a beautiful day. I do not watch the weather forecast. I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But you know, we agree along with the city that we will roll rain or shine. Now, we won't put anybody in, you know, dangerous weather conditions, obviously, but we will roll rain or shine. It did drizzle on us a little bit 2 years ago.
Here's a breaking weather bulletin about the weekend. Do you want to know it?
I don't.
And you said you wouldn't put anybody in harm's way, but I remember one year there was lightning in the area, and they were having me check the temperature, so they had me hold this steel rod up in the air.
That was a great idea. Unfortunately, that didn't work, did it?
Well, I don't. What was the idea? I'm
Melissa,
still here.
Can you stick
I
around
think it was just
segment?
To see if you would do it.
Yeah. Can you stick around a couple
I
minutes?
Can.
Melissa Socher on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I want to remind you real quickly, DBAC, great place to take your children for baseball, softball training. Luke Reynolds is the manager. He's a former baseball star right here at Southern Miss. So check out DBAT. And also remember, Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. That would be a great place to go while you're waiting on
that's right on the parade route, isn't it?
Yeah. What's better than a beignet before the Mardi Gras parade?
And you mentioned Luke Reynolds. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Is that right?
Next week.
Next week.
Scheduled.
Gotcha.
All right, Melissa, don't let Kelly anywhere near all the goodies you brought.
I'm already there.
He's still standing over there holding that steel rod.
I'm already there.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, don't forget you can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, and many of you do every month on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Tomorrow on the show, Patrick McGee from New Orleans, Jason Baker's with the Lady Eagles up in New York. So we're going to have lots of good stuff to talk about. But we've got one of our very favorite people in the world here with us this afternoon, Melissa Socher, who's heading up the Mardi Gras parade, who heads up fundraisers, who runs a store, whose husband and her own a big business, who does a lot of work for charity. Do you ever lay down, Melissa, for 10 or 12 hours and sleep?
I do. It's usually not 10 or 12 hours. It's usually, 5 to 7 mm-hmm. hours. But when I lay down, it's lights out and it's game over.
What is it that drives you so to do so much for your community?
Oh, that's a very good question, and my answer comes from the heart, so that's very easy for me. At the end of the day, I like to be tired in the way that I've accomplished something, I've done something, I've worked hard, and worked hard sometimes means physical labor, most of the time it does, but otherwise it means that I've helped someone else succeed. I've helped another business. I've given my time, my resources, my experience, my learning over the years, just anything that I can do to offer to another living being or another entity. The main thing that Keith and I do is children, helping schools, charities, churches,
homes
hospitals,
of
homes of hope. Right. Yes. And that, I said the other day on a show, I said, at the end of our days, that is what we can leave behind. And that is the only thing we can leave behind is a legacy. Right. And if we are not here to help one another succeed, why are we here?
Right.
What are we here for?
Right.
But at the end of the day, my joy is to see others succeed. That is where I find my joy, and that is where I get my gratification.
Well, people that don't know this lady like we do, I'm telling you, it's nonstop. It's one charity after another.
It's fun. Even our work is fun. Our charity work is fun. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be.
And Melissa, when God does call you home, if you want to leave that car you drove in on today to me,
have you ever noticed, Melissa?
That's not my car. That's my kid's car.
He's always working an angle, and the angle always leads right back to him. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, and I want to know, how did you get an invitation to Southern Bancorp, and I didn't for the parade?
You don't have a parking pass, too, for basketball. You've got one of those, don't you?
No, I don't have one of those either. And look, the guys at Southern Bancorp, I told you, I'm only 3 months behind on that loan, but I'm going to get it caught up.
They brought that up when I was down there last
week.
I told them that there wouldn't be anything I could do to help you with that.
So I have to watch the parade out with the general public, which law enforcement doesn't like that usually either.
No, for sure. How'd this get started, Melissa? How'd you start the Mardi Gras parade?
13 years ago, we wanted to do something special for the children of our communities. A lot of these kids that come to the parade wouldn't otherwise get to go to a big Mardi Gras parade and see free things rain from the sky, the smiles on their faces, the joy that they get with their little hands up in the air and those big smiles. At the end of the day, that's why we did it. That's our why. That's our reason. Kids come in from all over the state to see our parade,
yeah.
And it's a family fun parade. Yeah. And I truly believe, and I can honestly say, that our parade is the most family friendly in Mississippi.
And you told me last year, I don't know if you remember this, but you told me that shortly after the parade ends, you'll start working on the next parade.
Yes.
For the next year.
Yes, it is. It is a year-round venture. The first thing we do is regroup within that week and talk about how we can improve it, what things we can do better, what things we can tweak and change.
And I wonder, I don't expect anybody to know this necessarily, but are the public school kids off next Monday and Tuesday? Do they get any time off for Mardi Gras? I think
only
they do.
Only toward New Orleans do they do that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe on the coast. I'm not sure.
I think okay. USM takes a day or two
but
off.
But it is like a national holiday in New Orleans.
It should be around here you know, as well.
For adults as well down there.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa, we've got a minute left. Sum up what everybody needs to know about the Mardi Gras.
Sure. If you'll just tune in to the City of Hattiesburg government page or the Kairos Hattiesburg Mardi Gras Facebook page, you can get all of the information that you need. We will be posting a map that is public friendly. We are being very sensitive to the basketball game. Southern Miss men play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Those fans will have in and out streets to go on. And
are there parking spaces listed on the website, perchance? I know the route is.
Yeah,
but
there should be. And, you know, any place that's closed on Saturday, I don't see any reason why.
Yeah, everybody's
you know,
cool
there
about
would be a
that.
Problem. Right. And the main thing we just want to get out is be careful. Take your time. Be aware that there's a lot of moving parts within the city of Hattiesburg and all of the parade goings on Saturday. Just take your time. Be patient. There'll be kids running around.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Please make sure you've got a hold of your young ones so they don't dart out in traffic. I mean, they're kids.
Right.
They're naturally going to be attracted to that stuff.
Right.
So hang on to them.
Right. Parade rolls at 4 o'clock. Come join us in the lineup area at noon. Come early. Come hungry. Get something to eat while you're here. You know, spend the night with us. Come in Friday. Stay overnight. There's wonderful things to do in downtown Hattiesburg as well as Midtown.
You're the best, Melissa.
You're the best,
Bob. We appreciate you very much. Melissa Sosha, everybody. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
What about me?
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.